Well, welcome everyone to The Daily. I'm Carolyn Dennis, and this is where we get a dose of our daily scripture. I wanted to share with you that I co-host another show. It's called Declaring Your Destiny. I co-host this with my friend Audra, and we do Bible studies, and we also have special guests that come and share their journey with Jesus, how they met Jesus. And even sometimes we get a message from the Lord. So I ask that you check that out. We are on multiple social platforms on Facebook, Rumble, Brighton, YouTube, X, and Truth Social. And then I post the daily also on LinkedIn. And so you can find us at your favorite place. And we also have audio podcasts that go out of our shows, which come through Apple, Spotify, and some of the lesser known podcasts. So hope you find us where you'd like to watch or listen, and that you like, share, and subscribe to our channels. So I want to get into this word that the Lord gave me on Good Friday, last Friday on March 29th. And I just think this is a powerful word, and he titled it, "There is no one like my son." So let me just give you the word. I'm very excited about it. And then I'll just kind of give you some key points at the end. There is no one like my son. He is King of kings and Lord of all lords. There is no one like him, nor will there ever be. Exalt my son. Give him the praise, honor, and glory he deserves. He paid the price for all to be free from sin, death, sickness, disease, lack, poverty, and more. He is the most precious gift the world has ever received. He deserves all the praise. Spend time with him and me. Give him an opportunity to be Lord of your life. He will change you from the inside and give you a life filled with love, peace, and joy, and so much more. He paid the price at Calvary, and all you must do is receive him. Time is short. You know not the time nor the day that you will meet your Maker. Receive my son before it is too late. We have a place for you in heaven. We have planned for you, my beloved children. Keep the faith. Things are going to change quickly, and you will see my glory, the glory of your beautiful Savior. Rest in my glory. Praise in my glory. Rejoice in my glory. Dance in my glory. I have great plans for you, my children. You shall see and taste my goodness in the land of the living. Amen. Wow, there's a lot there. So I just want to sum it up and kind of just go over the key points that the Lord gave me. He gave this to me in my prayer time on Good Friday morning. And my prayer time is usually before sunrise. I didn't write the time down. I need to start doing that. So he said, there is no one like Jesus. And I love how the Father exalts his son, Jesus. He always does. He gives him honor and praise. And he reminds us that Jesus paid the price for us to be free from everything bad in this world, including our sin. We are all going to meet God one day, and he's encouraging us to be ready and to receive his son. That there is a place in heaven that he's prepared for us. And Jesus talked about that when he was on the earth. And then, how exciting! He's announcing to us that the glory of God is coming to the earth. And he wants us to look for it and rejoice in it, to dance in it, to enjoy the glory of God. I'm very excited about this. God is good. He is good all the time. And I just encourage you, I hope this has been a wonderful word for you to hear and that it will brighten your day and help you to just be excited about what God's getting ready to do in our earth. Thank you for joining me today, and I hope to see you soon. You have a great day.